Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
To Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And this is Deborah Wolf, your host, as always. You can find me at DeborahWolfOnline.com or go to Facebook, and I have a page there, Deborah Wolf Pet Expert, but I also have the gorgeous faces of the Camp Good Dog campers photographed every day they're here. They're beautiful, happy mugs posing in the pond and by the forest and in the river and with each other and goofing around at Camp Good Dog, because that's where I live, that's where I work. I do a lot of dog work, but I also do cat work. And today we're going to take a walk on the cat side, because we get to talk with Dusty Rainbolt, my old friend and frequent guest on all my radio shows. I love her so much. And well, she's been the past president of the Cat Writers Association, and that's how I originally met her, through that. But she's also editor-in-chief of AdoptAShelter.com and an associate member of the International Association for Animal Behavior Consultants. And she's written the book, Kittens for Dummies. It's now in French and German, but of course it's always been in English. And Kittens for Dummies is a great seller, and it's so helpful for so many people. And she's writing for Catster. So that's Dusty Rainbolt. She's going to be coming to us in a minute. And we also have a guest, Heather Norris, who's going to be talking to us about a product. Have you ever thought of giving your dog a cup of tea? Well, maybe in England it's done. I don't know. We'll find out about that. Tea for Spot. We'll be talking with Heather about that, and we'll keep Dusty on for the whole show. So I want you to know ahead of time, if you have a cat that does not do everything perfectly, maybe it makes you just shake your head when people say, oh, cats are well-trained, cats are well-behaved, cats are neat, cats are tidy, cats are affectionate. If you're shaking your head at any of that, you need to call us, because your cat's not happy, and we can help you. Dusty and I, we've trained a lot of cats in our time, and especially Dusty. She's written about it, and she's answered questions live on air with me, without me. If you've got a cat problem today, maybe your cat scratches your ankles or doesn't like kids or seems to destroy your favorite things, or the usual, the most common, the number one, won't use the litter box properly, we are here to help you today. 1-888-627-6008. Because cats can learn, and cats can fit into your lifestyle very, very nicely. So if something's not going right, we can tweak it today. So call us, 1-888-627-6008. And now, we're going to welcome to the show, Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, Dusty. Welcome to the show, Dusty Rainbolt. Welcome.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here again. It's been a while, and I'm sure glad to be back.
Well, we have a whole show to share, and loads of things in the news, from the latest Beneful issue with Purina Food to a beautiful story, a couple beautiful stories about cats in the news. But before we get to all that, we do have a guest today, so I'd love to bring her on. We're going to be talking to Heather Norris, Dusty, and hopefully you can help me figure out what this is all about. Do you really want to give your dog a cuppa? Do you want to give your dog a little brew, a cup of tea in the afternoon? Is this the deal? Hopefully we've got Heather Norris on the line. Welcome to the show, Heather.
Oh, thank you.
It's good to have you. You're talking to me and to Dusty Rainbolt, and I primarily deal with dogs, but cats too. And Dusty's heavy-duty into the cat thing, although she's not afraid of dogs. She does tackle dog problems sometimes, especially when cats and dogs are together. But both of us are really curious about this. So what is Tea for Spot, Heather?
So Tea for Spot, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's tea for dogs.
Okay.
So,
is it caffeinated? Like, would I be watching a Jack Russell jump through the roof if I gave it a nice orange Pico?
No, what it is, it's rooibos, so which is herbal, and then there's decaffeinated green tea. So there's no caffeine in it whatsoever, and it's actually very good for the dogs. There's a lot of other herbs and good things in there for the dog to help with different problems.
Well, what made you come up with this?
I came up with the idea a few years ago after the birth of my third child. I was kind of brainstorming ideas, and I've always loved tea, and I just thought tea for dogs might be a good idea. So I started just making blends and testing it out on friends' dogs, and they seemed to really like it. So I started, I contacted a marketing company and trying to help, put this together. But at the time, I had three small children, so it didn't really get off the ground. So I put it on the shelf for a couple of years, and about a year ago, I could not get the idea out of my head. So I started, researching it again and trying to get it off the ground. And I had a friend who was in, manufacturing and product development that helped me out. And I was finally able to launch the company. And actually, the website just went live today.
Congratulations. So
thank
Dusty
you.
And I, we know all about websites and website problems and launches, huh, Dusty?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, we do. Well, congratulations on that. That's a huge mountain that you've climbed.
I know. Thanks so much.
So
I've been trying to relaunch my website since last summer, and it's imminent. I know I keep announcing that in the new year, it's coming soon, any day. Well, it's going to be so good, but it's just a little wait longer. DeborahWolfOnline.com is going to be improved in just a matter of days or weeks. It's coming soon. But, okay, so tea for Spot. Right away, Dusty, I think about how much, even though cats are carnivores, how much they love all the herbs. Like, they're always in my herb garden. They're all over my lavender. They love my mint. Catnip's an herb. Is there potential for herbal tea for cats, do you think?
Yeah, well, what's funny is that some of the feedback that I've been getting from our, dog testers, the household also has a cat. And so when the dog's not around, the cat kind of slithers over to the bowl and licks out of the bowl. And it's some of the ingredients are chamomile, which, of course, is in the catnip family, or they're kind of related. So there definitely could be some potential for that.
What do you think, Dusty?
Well, I would be interested in giving it a try. I'm sure I know that catnip has a lot of medicinal purposes for humans, so I can see that there would be some crossover. What is it that attracts the dogs to it? Or is there like a beef flavor, or is it strictly the herbal flavors?
Sure. So there's four different formulas. There's a daily brew, which is just like a general good health sort of thing that has nutrients and vitamins and that sort of stuff. There's Kissably Canine, which is to combat doggy breath. Leaps and Bounds, which is for active dogs or older dogs. And then there's No Worries Mutt, which is kind of like a calming formula. So in addition to the tea and the herbs, there's also chicken and chicken bone broth in there. So that's what attracts the dogs.
Ah, I knew there had to be some meat in there somewhere.
Yeah, that makes sense. That does make sense. I think cats would be attracted to this because I know after I've used lavender salt in my bathtub, when the bath is drained, the cats jump in there and they roll around in there. They really like the scent of certain things. So I could see how they'd be drawn to it, wouldn't they, Dusty?
Yeah. There are a lot of mints. I have mint in my garden, and the cats really like that. And, of course, catnip and cat grass, so yes, absolutely.
Heather, is this helping dogs? Is this giving a health benefit in any way?
Oh, definitely. For example, the Leaps and Bounds, what it does is it helps combat inflammation or arthritis. Even if your dog is young and maybe you went on a big hike that day or played frisbee or something like that, maybe the dog's a little bit sore. You can give him or her a couple of Leaps and Bounds, and it has turmeric and glucosamine and cherries and stuff in it, which all the things that help combat inflammation and soreness and arthritis. So there's definitely...
Okay, you know what, Heather? We're going to have to go into the next segment. I've got loads more questions for you, and I'm sure Dusty does too. So stay tuned, everybody. We're talking on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. It's Dusty Rainbolt and Deb Wolf, and we're talking to Heather Norris. Stay tuned. Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all-natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924. And anytime you're near. Hello, you're back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And Dusty Rainbolt and I were just asking Heather Norris about this tea for spot, and specifically what health benefits it provides. So we've already talked about active dogs, and I think we were in the middle of hearing the answer on that.
Oh, sure. Just the natural ingredients, the herbs and the... cherries and stuff, everything in there just combats inflammation. So that's a great for active dogs or older dogs that have a little bit of arthritis. Some of the other, you know, health benefits would be if we looked at the No Worries Mutt, which is a calming formula.
Mm-hmm.
So it has, you know, chamomile, valerian root, passion flower, skull cap. All the things that kind of relax your muscles, help you sleep, and just kind of calm down. So if a dog, if you know a storm is coming, or maybe the dog doesn't like, you know, a car ride, or maybe...
Oh, yeah, know, Halloween, people moving, guests coming. There's lots of reasons why a dog might be stressed out, for sure.
Yep.
And a cat, too, really. I'm just thinking that some of these things are already existing, but in harder to use form. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Their pills and their tablets and their sprays.
Right.
And so this is kind of easier if your dog actually wants to drink it.
Mm-hmm. It's also, you know, I kind of think of it as when you wake up in the morning as a human, maybe you look forward to that cup of coffee or your cup of tea. you know, maybe just like any sort of routine that an animal has, if you say, do you want to go for a walk, or you know, do you want to go for a ride? The dog knows and gets used to that and looks forward to it. So with a cup of tea, if you you know, bring it into part of your daily routine, when you say, do you want a cup of tea, the dog can anticipate it, look forward to it. It's like a treat. So in addition to like that it's kind of a treat, it becomes part of like a daily routine.
Well, I have a question.
Sure.
How is it prepared? Is it like an instant, or is it? Or do you brew it, or how do you prepare it and give it to the dog?
Yep, it's exactly like human tea. So it comes in a bag, and each bag is made for about 8 to 10 ounces of water. You boil the water, steep the tea bag for about 3 to 5 minutes. You know, you need to let it cool, or throw a couple ice cubes in it. And then you can just put it down and serve it to the dog. Another option would be to make like a larger quantity, like a picture of it. Some dogs may prefer, you know, their tea iced if you live in a warmer climate. So you can make a picture of it, keep it in the fridge, and then, you know, serve it however you would, like, you know, every morning or in the afternoon or whatever you'd like.
Okay.
Where do you make this? Is this made in America?
Yeah. Yes. Actually, I'm in Northwest Connecticut. So just about every ingredient in the all the tea formulas are organic. And over 50% of the ingredients are from the United States. obviously some things aren't grown here, like rooibos tea and, you know, green tea, so I have to import that. But everything is made, you know, right here.
It almost makes me think it's going to help with allergies if it's local ingredients like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, maybe I should be drinking the cherry tree formula because I'm terribly allergic to cherry trees. But I don't know about the chicken soup in my tea kind of idea.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure about that. Do you offer anything else? Are there other products coming in the future?
Yeah. So I have the four blends right now and a variety pack. I'm working on, I have basically teacups for dogs. They're called Spots Teacup. And what it is, it's... you know, like an 8-ounce teacup that's fused to a saucer so there's no spills. There's a little silicone, like rubber ring on the bottom, so when the dog is lapping it up, it doesn't move. And then it's dishwasher safe. And that should be ready in about May. So I'm working on that now.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it?
It is. It is fun. That's what it's, you know, I'm created it to be just like a fun, you know, bonding, you know, product that when you have your tea or your coffee, so can your dog. And it is. It's kind of fun. You can have a tea party with other dogs.
I think your market's going to be England. I think you got to go for it.
They're going to
buy tea for dogs, for sure. Thank you so much for joining us today, Heather. I think we're going to carry on with a cat segment now.
Sure.
We've let the dogs intrude on the cats enough today. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So how can they reach you online?
Oh, sure. It's T4Spot. So TEAFORSPOT, T4Spot.com.
Very nice. Thank you, Heather. Good luck with that. Have a nice
cup of tea
after the show.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, Dusty. So what have you heard about this stuff in the news? It's all over the place. Benefil. Have you been reading about that? What are your thoughts?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I've heard an awful lot of people complain about the situation, but until I hear it from the vets and the vet schools, I really don't want to comment because, as you know, so often people believe that their pet was affected by a specific product, when in reality, upon necropsy, we find out that it was something different. So, I don't really feel like I'm qualified to speak about that at this point.
You know what I find interesting is right around the same time, right now, February 26, there's a recall, U.S. Food and Drug Administration recall, of Purina animal food, but it's for sheep. It's a 50-pound bag of sheep food, and it has been found to have killed some sheep. And caused some problems with them. Death usually occurs 1 to 2 days after onset of clinical symptoms in these sheep. And the copper content in the food was too high. So that one's been recalled and it's official. The thing about Benefil right now, yeah, people are saying what they're saying, the lawsuit, there's a group lawsuit, and they're saying that, they are accusing the company of using propylene glycol, which is part of one of the things in automotive antifreeze, and mycotoxins, which are a group of toxins produced by fungus that occurs in grains. They're saying those two ingredients are hurting dogs and that they were previously prohibited by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration in terms of cat food. So they can't put this propylene glycol in cat foods, but they put it in dog foods. And they're being accused of having this liver and kidney failure in the dogs that ate it.
Propylene glycol has been in dog food and treats for forever. In the last 10, 20 years that they removed it from cat food or cat treats and food. So because they found out because of the different metabolism that it's detrimental to cats. But I don't know about currently, but there used to be quite a few dog products that contained it.
I'm your doggy, and I love.